We have more news stories now, including how a council tax rise will help fund more police officers, and traders have a safer street after a police shake-up. But first, a granny annex project turned into a nightmare for one of our volunteers.
A family's bid to build a garden home for their elderly mother was turned to disaster after a company they paid £43,000 left the job incomplete and with a litany of problems. Artist Sam Elmhurst is one of our readers. She now has an uninhabitable lodge in her garden on Myrtle Avenue in Cossey. And one surveyor estimates £37,500 of work is needed to fix mistakes made by builders. When she tried to take the firm, Hudson Garden Rooms Limited, to court last year, it folded with almost £400,000 of debts, meaning she can no longer pursue the case. But Hudson Garden Rooms has continued to trade online with the same website and name. And the director and owner of Hudson Garden Rooms, Christopher Escrader, has set up a new firm called Hudson Essex Limited. Hudson Garden Rooms has not responded to our request for comment. Miss Elmhurst said, "The liquidation system is being abused. It's just a complete nightmare and I don't know what to do now. The building is not livable. It has no running water or heating." And to make matters worse, her 76-year-old mum, Carolyn, suffered an aneurysm during the build and is now in a care home. And she needs the money wasted on the lodge to pay care home fees. Sam's sister Holly said, "Mum's life savings have basically just gone. And the saddest thing is Chris is still selling these granny annexes online."
Trains will be running between Norwich and London in 90 minutes from May, but only a tiny proportion of services will be that fast for the foreseeable future. And there's no date planned for regular services to be that fast. Only two trains a day in each direction will be that fast until there are further improvements to the track, especially the line nearer London. Greater Anglia Managing Director Jamie Burles told the Great Eastern Main Line Conference held in Ipswich that his company still needs to see major improvements from Network Rail before the majority of intercity trains can do the journey in 90 minutes.
Norfolk's Chief Constable has said delays when calling the 101 phone line are worsened by pressures on health services as police officers pick up the slack. Simon Bailey said the failures of other organisations as a result of austerity has piled additional calls onto the non-emergency phone line. In the 12 months to November, there were 1,747 more emergency response calls coming into Norfolk's control room. And since last summer, emergency calls have been prioritised over 101 dials, meaning waiting times may have increased. The force has not posted data on its average time to answer 101 calls due to an issue in the calculation, according to a report to its accountability forum. "On occasion, people are having to wait too long on 101, said Mr. Bailey, and he admitted the situation could be improved and said fresh officers are being trained for the peak period in the summer.
Traders on one of Norwich's busiest streets say that they are working to change its reputation amid a turnaround in crime and cleanliness. The Magdalen Street Traders Association, which was set up in 2015 to give a voice to the local business owners, say that crimes and antisocial behaviour have become less common over the last few years. They said that changes have been particularly noticeable after a policing shake-up in 2017, which saw two officers assigned to the area. Eric Kirk, its chairman, said, "The situation has massively improved. We have maintained quite a good police presence and we have seen a marked reduction in the amount of crime in the whole of the street. The reputation of the area sometimes gets dragged up as though it's still a problem, but police have done a fantastic job here." He accepted that there would always be problems in a city centre area and said some of those centred on residential areas off the main street. Norfolk police figures show the number of reported crimes on and around Magdalen Street fell from 61 in 2017 to 40 last year.
Norwich police raided a property in South Hill Road, Thorpe St Andrew, and discovered 244 cannabis plants filling three rooms. A 28-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of cannabis cultivation, and he remains in custody at Aylsham Police Investigation Centre.
Council tax bills to pay for policing in Norfolk are to rise by more than 10%, with the county's chief constable saying that the extra money is essential to keep communities safe. It will add £24 a year to bills for a bandy property. That's 46 pence a week, the maximum rise possible without triggering a referendum. But Chief Constable Simon Bailey said it would mean he could hire extra officers and help head off some further cuts on top of the £34 million over the past 9 years. The increase was proposed by Lorne Green, the Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner for Norfolk. Mr Green said, "It's not a decision I ever take lightly. I remain sensitive to the financial pressures on the taxpayers of Norfolk. It's my duty to balance that burden on council taxpayers with the safety of our county."
The second feature is again written by Chris Bishop, who sees the last operational flight of the RAF's Tornadoes. And your reader is, my daughter, Kim Lusher.